What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here you go. Two in the books, one left to go in the big show. It is The Usual Suspect. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We've been kicking it around on a way back Wednesday. If you missed it, just tuning in. Check the podcast for everything you might have been a little behind and lax on. But we have a way back Wednesday in which, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, we will be honoring Mexican heritage. Is that fair, Barry?
That's correct.
All right.
That is correct.
Nick has the final hour.
Yep.
So Nick and Siri have gotten together, and they will be putting together their list as we speak. And in the meantime, we have a special guest on the line, and Barry and I are big fans. Enjoy the work of one John Shambi, who is one of the main play-by-play guys for ESPN. ESPN in town doing the big game tonight between the Astros and the Yankees from the Juice Box. And John, we appreciate you spending some time with us. As I said, you're with Barry, Nick, and Joel, and big fans of your work, my friend.
Appreciate it. How you guys doing today?
We're doing all right. We're fighting back all the calls, tweets, and texts about Ken Giles' knockout punch on himself. People want to know the launch angle, the spin rate, all those kind of things. But overall, a disappointing loss for the Astros, but always interesting to get your perspective on the national scene. Everybody talking about the Yankees early. Obviously, they've won 9 of 10, or 10 of 11 now. But big thing is your perspective on an Astros team, which people like to nitpick here in the city, but of course is coming off that World Series.
Best team in baseball, and I don't have any hesitation with it. The rotation is outstanding. It's pitched that way. I would say the offense is underperformed, but they may not lead the league in runs per game again, but they'll be right there at the top, in my opinion. I mean, last year they had an historically good offense. I like their team because they're athletic. They move well. Defensively, it's a good team. I understand the concerns about the bullpen, and I think there's some legitimacy to it, but I would finish where I started. Best team in baseball for me.
Hey, John, this is Barry. Did you see or did you happen to catch the discussion on Twitter between Trevor Bauer and some of the Astros starters about them potentially doctoring the ball? And if so, thoughts on either side, or spin rate is up for some of these guys. What are your thoughts on what went down?
Honestly, my first thought, what really annoyed me, was that I thought that Trevor went about it in a really soft batch way, because somebody tweeted a Kyle Body of Driveline, or the Astros doctoring baseballs because their spin rate is up for all of their starters. And then he just did the hand on chin emoji, and then something else that was vague, and then tried to come out and say, hey, I never accused anybody of anything. Like, it's weak. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Okay. So he didn't straight up do it. But when the guy asked the direct question, about are the Astros doing something, he didn't, he weighed in, but kept it vague on purpose so he couldn't incriminate himself. That gets tired. So I don't have any insight on who's doing what, but I thought it was weak the way Trevor came out and said, what? I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. And when he got into it, the whole, I have morals thing, that bothered me. So, look, I don't know who's doing what, and I do think the other part of it is I had never contemplated the idea that Pine Tar did anything besides grip, but I would say it is evident. I mean, I know Kyle Bodie, and he's super sharp, and Bowers as well. Pintar, it would appear, can do something besides just get you grip. It can get you increased spin rate. But again, I don't know who's, you know, I just thought the whole thing was handled in a really passive way. And I think it's soft. If you got something to say, then come out and say it. If you know something, then come out and say it. But don't sort of say it and then say, I didn't say anything. That's weak.
No, I agree with you. We said Trevor should be spending more time on the how-to manual on the drones and how to screw up your pitching in the playoffs instead of worrying about the Astros. And I thought McCullers handled it best. I guess as a follow-up to that is just your opinions on guys getting into it on social media, because we know Bregman is that guy. Bregman is the guy that's going to engage with fans and others, and he's going to let you know how he feels. He got into it. McCullers got into it, and kind of follow up on what you said. McCullers basically said, you know, I had a high spin rate regardless before we got in any of these other pitchers. And the bottom line is, if you look at the spin rate on my four-seam fastball, it's an expletive. So, you know, I like the fact that it even makes the game more entertaining, because you want the story around the game itself, and you guys have one tonight with what's going on there.
Yeah, I think it depends on what the topic is. If it's something that moves towards semi-serious, then I'm not so in on things being debated in 140 characters. I will give Greg full points for dropping a Tyler on him, because that was fun. I mean, that was just well played. Like, that's fun. So I don't totally endorse what you're saying, like hashing it out on. So if we're just like talking smack on social media, it's one thing. But if we're really trying to, you know, if Trevor Bauer really has a beef, or we're really trying to get into how much Pintar affects the ball and whether some teams think other teams are doing it, that's not the place for it.
But I'm saying, real quick, that you have guys in the booth tonight. You're doing the game with Rick Sutcliffe and David Ross. You got a pitcher and a catcher. That's stuff that they can speak on.
It is, but it's interesting because, I guarantee you that, like me, neither one of them had contemplated the idea that Pintar would do anything besides. It's never been thought of as something that would really improve pitch execution. It's just grip. And clearly it's something that's been missed. The reality, it seems, is Trevor's point, at least, is fair. And again, Kyle Bodie, you know, jokingly said, you know, I'll bet anyone $10,000 you can increase not just curveball spin rate, but four-seam spin rate as well. So I get it. It'll be interesting.
ESPN, John Schiavi joining us on the HRMP listener line. John, I'm curious, we're talking spin rates, we're talking launch angles, and how difficult has that been as an adjustment for you calling games? Because that's an integral part of a broadcast now.
Yeah, I don't know. I sort of out myself as super dork, but I've been kind of ahead of the curve on this stuff. I've been a Bill James Sabermetrics guy from the start, and was connected to the StatCast guys before it really blew up. And look, there's just too much information, and it just makes you smarter. It makes some of these guys better players. It certainly allows teams to evaluate better. I mean, just from a spin rate standpoint, for anybody that just wants to dismiss it, if you've ever wondered why two guys each throw 93 miles an hour and one guy gets a lot of swings and misses on his fastball and the other guy doesn't, spin rate is the answer, because gravity takes a ball and it's going to drop. No matter, you know, it drops less the harder you throw, but the ball is slowly going to sink or drop. And with a higher spin rate, the velocity you push to the side for a second, the higher spin rate allows the carry to stay on a plane. And that's when now you start to understand, when you have heard guys in the past say, yeah, that guy's fastball hops, or it has late life, or even rise. What they're really talking about is spin rate.
John Schiavi, ESPN, doing the game tonight, Astros and the Yankees, along with Rick Sutcliffe and David Ross. And I got to ask you, you have had a lot of great partners, and I love listening to you and Sut and Ross, because you got personalities in the booth. But you guys have had some great stories along the way, and even going back to Krucky and guys like that. But what's one of your favorite clean stories you can tell about some of the guys you've worked with? Because there's been some good stuff on the air.
So, I'm going to go ahead and name drop. So Sutcliffe was just talking with Jeff Bagwell, and we were downstairs probably 20 minutes ago, and I got to tell him this story, so I'll tell this. Sut and I are doing a game in Milwaukee on a Monday, and then on the off day we fly to Seattle on a Wednesday or on a Tuesday for a game on Wednesday. And as we fly in over Mount Rainier, get a gorgeous look at it. It's beautiful. We land. As we're getting off the plane, Sut, serious as a heart attack, looks at me and goes, "Book, Book, was that Mount Everest we just went over?" And I look at him and I go, "No." And that's all I said. That's all I said. And then when we have our production meeting, I say to the producer and the director, "You get me the most beautiful, widest shot of Mount Rainier, and we'll come back from break." And I just tell the whole story and just back the bus up over him. And then we come on camera, and I'm like, and my partner said, "Is that Mount Everest?" And he's just on camera. He's just got his head in his hands. And finally he turns and actually got off a good line. He said, "Haven't you ever heard that what happens on a plane stays on a plane?"
Fantastic.
And he was about to say, "I've never been real good at geometry," but he couldn't quite spit it out, as opposed to good at geography.
That is great.
That's
great.
My story.
Oh, that's awesome. Good stuff. Hey, so this Yankees team. Now, I'm curious real quick, though. I was looking at your bio a while back, and I noticed you went to high school in New York, Boston College, born in Philly. Who's your team? Are you a Phillies fan?
Grew up Yankees a Phillies fan. Okay. Mike Schmidt was my guy.
Okay.
And actually, Sutcliffe got me really good. He set it up in a spring training game. We were doing the Phillies and the Yankees, and Schmidt was there as an instructor, and he marched me over to the cage, and he asked me, "Does Mike Schmidt know who you are?" And I was like, "Well, I've met him, but I don't know whether." And he walks right over to him, taps him on the shoulder, points at me, and goes, "Do you know who this is?" And you know how Schmidt has that, like, basset hound look. Like, yeah. He just stares at you. He looks me up and down, nose to toes, and goes, "No. Who are you?" And then they all fall out laughing. But I will tell you that 10-year-old me died inside that day. I was like, "No, Mike, no!"
That's hilarious. Oh, man.
And real quick, because we got to go, but we appreciate you spending some time. The nickname, is it as obvious as Boog is because of Boog Powell? Or
that is correct, yeah. No, somebody gave it to me, a guy who was I was early in radio. I worked at WQAM. I was a producer. One of the morning show hosts is a big Orioles fan and gave me that nickname. And I've met him a bunch of times, and he's a prince and... yeah, he's awesome. So, yes, big redheaded guy. That's how I got it.
Very cool.
Well, John, like Joel said, man, we're big fans. And guys out there listening, if you haven't caught a broadcast with Shyambi on the call, do yourself a favor and check it out. He is one of the best in the business for sure.
Yep. Have a good call tonight, my friend.
Thanks a lot, you guys. I appreciate it.
There you go. John Shyambi, ESPN, part of that lineup of really talented people calling games these days. We're also big fans, as we've said, of Jessica Mendoza on Sunday Night Baseball. Give A-Rod his props as much as whatever you think of him as a player.
He's
very good and very knowledgeable as an analyst.
And I didn't think I would, but I really have enjoyed it.
And Vas Gurgin is just a pro doing the games with them. Yep. So, yeah, good lineups. ESPN, obviously, part of the family, and they're doing the game tonight, so check them out. We'll continue to roll on. Fort Worth Jay wants to get back in here as we turn the page back a page and get back to Kanye West and other things, but we had to get that in when we could because that's a good get when we can get him. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number 3 of a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
How many Cypress Hill songs are you going to play, Nick? I think you mailed it in this week.
This is the first one that I played.
You've got 3 on your list. Insane in the Membrane, Hits from the Bong, and Superstar.
So?
So, you really didn't even make an effort this week.
It doesn't matter. Is there a rule against having 3 Cypress Hill songs?
There should be.
Did you investigate Sublime?
That just means you're too lazy to try to find somebody else.
I think you're mad because my list is better than yours.
It's repetitive.
About is to tweet it, out the poll, by the way.
Because somebody said, oh, anybody that plays South Park Mexican wins by default. I said, really? Because I played it in hour one, so how does that work?
I played it in hour three.
Well, you didn't get it in time.
It was the first song.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are copying each other. You're both disqualified.
So if you're out there voting for SPM, just remember, Daddy played him too.
What?
Huh?
What?
He's a molester, yes.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I know now. You did. I can tell because you went,
yeah, I gave you the pregnant pause.
So, real quick, before we went to the John Ciambi segment, which was awesome,
yep.
By the way. I love that guy.
Yep, me too.
I mentioned to you guys that I was going to get laser hair removal.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I'm doing this is because the way that I get my hair cut. So, I just kind of get a bald fade. But I have a widow's peak. And you can't see it because I've pulled them out. But it's a pain in the ass as a white guy.
You pluck them?
Oh, I had to pluck it this time. Yeah, I did.
Is it like Calvin Murphy's M?
No, it's not that pronounced.
Okay.
It's not nearly that pronounced.
You know, a lot of people think he does that intentionally. They don't realize that it's not intentional.
No. No way he would be doing that, right?
The Murph would make it an M. I think there's a part of me that believes
he might consider making that an M. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because it's the Murph, and yeah. He would.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
No, mine's you know, just it's noticeable because the thing is, like, when Jason at Current Cuts, mm-hmm. whenever I go, which I'm going tomorrow, when I go and get a haircut and he does my edge up, he lines it up. With white guys, like, even if he shaves it, you can still see, because I have dark hair.
Stubble.
So it looks, yeah, you can still see the stubble. So now it just looks like there's some weird thing going on. So I told my wife, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go have that lasered off. That way when I get my lineup and everything, it's just, it doesn't look weird. So, and then, you know, you got the, but I basically like, wow, I could basically get a lineup.
You could laser the rest of your cheeks, then you wouldn't be blotchy if you tried to grow a beard.
That's not. I'm hoping they fill in at some point.
When you go through puberty?
Once my balls drop and I become a man.
And since the Man Center checked them out and they're on the upswing.
Yeah. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get laser hair removal on my widow's peak. So there you go. All right, let's get to Fort Worth Jay. He's been holding forever.
Jay.
Fort Worth Jay wants to talk Kanye West. What up, man?
Hey, what's up, fella? I'm going to try to make this as clear as possible because I've been listening to this all day on Facebook. First of all, I wasn't offended by what Yeezy said, but it's because I understood what he was saying. But he made a huge mistake in his delivery. He made a huge mistake in not further explaining what he meant. Did y'all watch his interview with The Breakfast Club?
I did not, no.
Okay, you need to do that. When you get the chance, do that. But basically what he was saying was, at one point, when all the slaves knew this is what slavery is, this is where we are, every plantation, the overseer was outnumbered by the slaves. But they were so scared to die. They were so scared of their children being killed, used for alligator bait, and the men being castrated, bored alive, and limbs tied up to each horse, and they make the horse go in five different directions. They were tired of that. So they said, well, there's one overseer here. It's 80 of us, but we choose to live. So we choose to be slaves. They didn't run to, they weren't on the, he's not saying they were on the continent of Africa, ran up to the boat and asked to be put in chains. That's not what he was saying. So I get what he was saying, but it was taken out of context, and some of that was his fault. Now, I don't know if y'all ever lost a mother. I lost my mother 6 years ago to breast cancer, and it's still taking me time to grieve over it. So you have to incorporate what mental issues come along with the sudden loss of a mother. There's nothing like when a man loses a mother. Nothing. And you got to remember, she was just going in to get some work done. I knew my mama was dying from breast cancer, and it was still hard to process 6 years later. So you take into consideration the fact that his mama suddenly died. He ain't really got no strong support system, because let's be real. How much grandmother and sisterly love do you really feel like the Kardashians have in that house? And then the only other man that's in his family is a chick now. And anybody who deals with alpha males knows that you have to have alpha males around alpha males to keep alpha males grounded. Well, you have a bunch of yes men around you. you're going to like Michael Jackson. So I don't think it's fair for y'all to sit up here and say, and I'm not saying y'all, but I can't let y'all sit up here and say, what's wrong with Kanye? Kanye crazy. Yeah, he's dealing with some mental issues, with no emotional support, with no spiritual support, no friend foundation, and we're living in this climate. So y'all go look at what he said on Tim's, on The Breakfast Club, and also look at what Lupe Fiasco said about what he was saying, because he kind of agreed with him in a way, but he delivered it wrong, he misworded it, and that's what the firestorm came in. But I can't just throw him to the wolves.
Well, appreciate y'all time. Appreciate the call, Fort Worth, Jay. And part of the problem is if you deliver the message wrong, then that's what happens. People label you as crazy. If you don't get your point across and you're not clear, if you're going to come out and say slavery was a choice, you had better make sure you have all your ducks in a row and you know exactly how you're going to deliver that message. Because if you fumble through it and you mess it up, then the fallout from that is people look at you and go, what is he doing? Why did he say that? That's the unfortunate. It's just like if Joel and I sit on the show and try to make a point and it comes out wrong and we say a bunch of weird stuff, we're going to catch heat for it. Now, we have the opportunity to come back and be like, look, this is what I meant. I was trying to say this. And maybe he should do that, or maybe he did later, or I don't know. I need to look. My thing, though, is I still think Kanye is crazy. But I thought that way ever since his mom died. Like, I really feel like after, because that'll happen. I mean, if you're that close with somebody and you lose them, that can make you, that can flip a switch. I've seen it happen. I've had friends that have had that happen. So where they'll lose a loved one and then it triggers something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying it where I'm just like just poking, which I am poking fun at him because, come on, you're a rapper, dog. You don't need to be getting liposuction. That's weird.
The Trump comments, that's too. Not, I mean, yeah. You're thinking there's a whole bunch of interviews this week.
But he's been crazy for a while, so this isn't something new.
I'm looking up the interview. I mean, I'm trying to find the new Kanye West Breakfast Club interview. I hope he's not talking about the last one that he had, because the last time he joined the Breakfast Club was a long time ago. And I just don't think that Kanye West would even join the Breakfast Club after making those comments and how viral it went, because he knows guys like Charlamagne would absolutely challenge him. And he's been aggravated a lot by Charlamagne. So I'll do some more digging.
Yeah, I'm curious to see.
Because I don't even see the new Kanye West interview on The Breakfast Club published on their YouTube channel yet.
And, you know, when I heard about it, I'll be honest, I thought, okay, Kanye can't be that foolish to just come out and say, oh, well, slavery was a choice. He probably had a deeper meaning, and like that something to the effect of what Fort Worth Jay just said, where you're enslaved and you have a choice to fight or not. But then they're like, well, you know, the choice is to die or not. And so if that's what he meant, you just have to be clear when you say that.
I'll tell you what
you can't just stop it. Well, slavery was a choice.
Right. And I'll tell you the validity I feel clear. in his call was the fact that he probably could have done a better job explaining
yes.
it.
Yes.
But nothing was taken out of context. And the African-American producer called him out saying, you said freedom, slavery was a choice. So I don't know if it was taken out of context, but I do feel perhaps if he did have a different meaning, which I don't see it, perhaps he could have delivered the message better.
Yeah. We got a full board on this, but we got to go to break. It's 3:28.
Yeah, so we'll get to the calls on the flip side. You guys hang in there. Mike, Russ, Skip, we'll get you in. Don't worry about it. At the same time, we appreciate you guys all being usual suspects and participating. So hang in there. Final half hour to go of the big show. Then we'll turn it over to the Blitz. You don't have to do anything. Just take us home till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, safe to say...
Oh.
We may have struck a nerve, not us personally.
Yeah.
Phones are alive.
And we need to get to it. Davis, so we will get to that. Mike, I do want to clarify something. Kevin, Ralph, we see you all. We'll get to you. I promise.
Yes. I specified Calvin Murphy's Widow's Peak is natural.
Yes.
I only followed it up by saying I wouldn't put it past Murph if it wasn't that he would put the M in. And that's what we were laughing about. Someone kind of joined late in the conversation.
Yes. Okay. Barry, you're my man, but you're taking it in the shorts today from Joel. That was from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. So I guess that's a vote for your list. Not Nick's, by the way, just FYI. Is Ken Giles in the concussion protocol or no? That was from Chase Crawford. Chase, that was a fantastic text. Thank you for that. Barry's always confused that people wonder why he's black, but then he goes out and says stuff like edge up and lined up. Yeah, that's what it's... I go to a black barber. What do you want? I'm not black, but I go to a black barber. You can go in there and be like, hey, can you cut off my bangs? That's not what it's called. And then somebody said, tell Barry black people don't call it a widow's peak. They put willow's peak. They don't call it a widow's peak. It's called an eddy. That was from Coach Flea.
For what? Eddie Munster?
I'm staring at a black guy who I just read that text, and he's
but
looking
he
at me
I bet
like,
Eddie Munster.
Like I read it in Spanish. Kelly, is it called an eddy? You're black? No? Okay. That settles
I think
that.
Older generations might call it an eddy.
An eddy Munster?
Yeah, it might be for Eddie
that
Munster.
Would make sense. Yeah. And then somebody on the stream said, where was the place that they were talking about where you can do the $100,000 poker tournament? Steel House Poker. 45 North and West Road, May 18th and 19th.
There you go. I'd like to get some laser hair removal.
I'm going to do it. I don't care what you say.
What are you going to call that?
Yeah, I'm going to call that freedom. Are we going to go in order of wait time?
Sure.
All right. Skip wants to go first. Skip wants to respond to Fort Worth Jay.
Yeah. So, first of all, for Mr. West, I do believe that after he lost his mother, I don't know, a bolt, a screw, a nut, something came loose. I don't know what came loose, but something came loose. So for your boy Fort Worth Jay or whatever his name is, that's a ridiculous statement because there was over 250 documented slave revolts, okay? The problem is when those people were revolting, because there was a lot of slaves who decided that they did not want to be slaves, okay? And out of those 250 revolts, over half of them, the United States Army had to be called in. And you're not going to win against the Army when you have no coordination and you have no way to communicate to anybody else who would like to revolt. Nat Turner's revolt was so, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess it was so important because the Virginia legislation, they almost abolished slavery after Nat Turner's revolt. Because they, like he said, they knew that they were outnumbered and they knew it was going to be a problem. And they actually took it to vote, but it actually lost and they kept slavery. But to say that they chose slavery, no, they didn't choose. A lot of them chose life. Yeah, I get that. But there was a lot of them who chose that they didn't want to be slaves anymore. So it was either, you know, freedom or die.
Appreciate the call, Skip. Thanks, man. We got to keep rolling, though. We got a ton of people waiting, so we want to get everybody's opinion on it, and we're not even going to rebut or anything. We just want to get to your calls. Up next, waiting the longest was Russ. Russ wants to talk Kanye. Russ, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time listener. 2 points, what he said, piggyback off the last caller. Like, he wants to talk about mental illness with Kanye and using that as an excuse for his behavior and rhetoric, but the main thing is, what about the mental illness that slaves suffer? I mean, they went through a lot more, I think, than Kanye is going through. And also what he said about Lupe agreeing with him. Lupe agreed in part, but he didn't take the rest of what Lupe said. The mental conditioning started way before they got to America. It started in camps in Africa and stuff like that. And you think about slavery continues because you got children born into that who watch their parents being slaves. So that's where the obedience comes from and everything like that. So using Kanye's mental illness, and the big thing that lost me with Kanye, where you couldn't even listen to his argument anymore, is when he said, oh, they're not slaves. They're more prisoners than slaves. And that's what lost me on him right there.
Appreciate the call, thanks, Russ. Guys. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Russ.
All right. We'll try to get a couple more in before this break. Mike has a response to Fort Worth Jay. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? My name is Mike Horowitz. To add on to what Kanye said, the Holocaust was a choice, too. Those Jews outnumbered Hitler, and I think we could have took him over. So the Holocaust was a choice, just like slavery was. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. We were having some good intelligent
good dialogue,
conversation.
And then that came in.
One more before the break. Kevin wants to talk Kanye. Kevin, go.
All right. Is my background noise okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Go, Kevin.
All right, so first of all, real quick, I just want to help you guys out. The interview that he was talking about, it wasn't with the Breakfast Club necessarily. It was with Charlamagne the God himself.
Yeah, somebody tweeted it to us, so we've got a copy. I'm gonna get over to
Nick. Okay, all right, cool. But the things that Kanye said and the things that the last guy in Fort Worth, whatever his name is, said, those are all ridiculous. No, it wasn't a choice at all. My biggest thing, and one guy did bring up something that I was going to talk about the 250 revolts that took place 17th, 18th, 19th century. But a good point would be, it's pretty difficult to get yourself out of a bondage situation when you didn't know how to read or write, you know? So you wasn't going very far. So that's pretty much my point. I'm not going to beat it.
Yeah, appreciate it, Kevin. Yeah, we were getting some wind there, but we got to go to break, but we got your point in, so we appreciate the call.
And I think, too, you know, I lost my mom. I've lost my dad. I lost my sister. I've had family losses, and thankfully I haven't had experience any of that. But aren't you making excuses right off the top for a guy?
Me?
No,
because I said he went crazy
Jay.
After his mom
died.
No, I'm
saying for Jay to go to that argument is kind
of... About why it's an excuse of what he said?
To justify it, but say that there might be, that might be behind why he said what he said.
Well, he's been saying some crazy stuff and doing crazy stuff ever since she passed, so...
Okay.
He really has. And I mean, me and my wife were talking about, you could watch him in the news and be like, yo, this dude is out there. And it happened ever since his mom passed. But that happens. I mean, people don't know how to handle it. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying he's doing crazy. When you start doing some of the crazy stuff that he's done, there's a trigger. And his trigger was his mom passing, in my opinion.
Okay.
All right. We got three more calls we'll get to after the break.
Yep. Be right back. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up. Anytime something new comes along, everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight. So you
wanna be a rock. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys back. One final segment before we get into these calls. You guys got to go quick because we've got to roll through them. I do want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. They've been in business in Houston now for over 30 years, 15 years owned by Mike and Tammy Gust, and they are here to do everything that their title says and a whole lot more. That's wheels, tires, and everything for your vehicle if you want to give it that one-of-a-kind look. Check out all the vehicles that they've done on AmericanWheelandTire.com. You can see Kevlar wraps. You can see lifts for your SUV and your pickup truck, step-ups, bumpers, all the different things you can do to customize your vehicle, and all the great rims and tires. And you can check them out in person at 290 and 34th Street, too. And if you've had damage to a rim or a tire and everybody's telling you at the big-name box stores, hey, you just got to replace the rim or the tire. No, you probably don't. They can repair and they can buff out rims. They have stock rims in stock if they need to replace the rims, so you don't have to wait or get a rental car. And the same thing with tires. They can fix and repair most tires before they have to replace them. Saves you a whole bunch of money. Massive selection of tires, all major brands. Sets of tires starting as low as $299 and $399 per set. That's four tires, gang. They know what they're doing, and they'll take care of you like no other. Fair prices, expert craftsmanship, and a great waiting room VIP experience throughout the process. Check them out, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, AmericanWheelandTire.com.
All right, we've got four calls on the board. We have like just over 8 minutes to get this done, and we still need to, oh God, one's owe you, Mike. Oh, we got three calls on the board. Just kidding. All right, you guys got to keep it brief. David wants to talk Kanye West. David, what's up?
Yeah, glad for the break. I calmed down a little bit, and a lot of the callers covered it. But look. Institutionalized racism made certain that African enslaved people stayed at a certain mental state, and it was by design. The United States was a model for institutionalized racism. People came to study it. Reference Trevor Noah's book. I'll leave it at that. Other calls handled it. It is officially a widow's peak at work. And an Eddie Munster at home.
Appreciate the
Thanks,
call,
man.
David.
Good stuff.
Thanks, man. All right, up next is Ralph. Ralph, what's up, man?
All right, man. What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, man, I think his wife influenced him to get lipo, man, so she can get, you know what I'm saying, that fat put in her butt and her lips. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no shot fire. This is what I think. You know what I'm saying? And coming to facts on slavery, I ain't got no facts on slavery, man, but I've been black a long time, you feel me? And you really got your black card revoked, man. Real talk, they need to put you on BET, man. That is cold, man. I think Bill Cosby, Tiger Woods, and Kanye West, they all need to just be roommates, man, because y'all bringing the black property value down, man.
Appreciate the call, Ralph. Thank you. Oh gosh, that was funny. He goes, I've been black almost all my life.
No, a long time now. Yeah, a long time now.
That's great. All right, Patrick wants to talk Kanye West. Patrick, what's up?
Yeah, man, this whole Kanye thing. First of all, let me say, I think he's saying it just to get in the news. But I'll probably also say that it brings to light three points that I want to make. First of all, how stupid we are that we even think that this is a discussion. Slavery was not a choice. Stupid people think it was. No point to go any further. Second, how racist we are still as a country that we think it's even a debate. And third of all, how freaking lame and pathetic this society is that we even care what a rapper says about this stuff. We care more about what he says that's outlandish than anything anybody does positively. Who cares? It's a celebrity. He's a moron. He's proved he's a moron. His whole career, make him shut up and just ignore him.
Appreciate the call, Patrick. I'm kind of with you on some of that. I'm with you. Sometimes when people...
He brought it.
Yeah, I can't disagree with him.
Well, I think the bigger issue is that he has a platform, and
yeah.
I think there's a lot of black people that would like Kanye to speak for black people, and because he has such a big platform, it's important to criticize and talk about it.
It really is, because if you have a platform and people look up to you and you have... a segment of the population's ear, and I'm not just when I say I'm not just talking about black people. A lot of white kids listen to Kanye music. Yep. Raheel's a huge Kanye fan. You've got the ear of a lot of people, and I think the big thing that black people are saying is just be responsible
when you have that stage, can't and speak then you for them, don't but... say things that support a group of people, they're going to be upset about it.
Speaking of that, OU Mike wants to talk Kanye West. I can't wait to see how this goes.
He's rapping today.
No, I just wanted to say since the beginning of the time, we've done some horrible things to each other. And you look back, I was just having to think about Rwanda with 4 months period. 4 months time, about 1 million people killed. Just 4 months, 1 million people. And you compare that with NRG and fill that up about 10 times. Just be good to each other, people. Just be good to each other.
Look at that.
Good stuff from OU Mike.
Wow, he was serious.
Yeah.
The king of contradiction. When you think it's going to be bad, it's good. When you think it's going to be good, you know.
I couldn't think of a better way to end that.
Yeah.
That was a good job, OU Mike.
Way to wrap it up, Mike. Yeah. Put a bow on it. We appreciate that. We appreciate you guys listening and the passion that you bring it every single day from way back Wednesday to topics like this that are topical outside of the sports world and allow us to kick it around and discuss it. That's what we appreciate about you, and that's why we call you the suspects.
You going to the game tonight, Nick?
The Rockets game, absolutely.
Are you? Are
early
you
going, start Joel? Time. So
you got a credential. Are you going?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to watch in the comfort of my living room.
Yeah, ask Kelly if he's going.
Kelly, are you going to the Rockets game? You are?
Kelly has to cover it because Kelly's big time.
Because Kelly's big time. What's he big time on?
Oh, Kelly got a new gig.
Breaking stories. Where?
Kelly's writing.
Where?
Tell him, Kelly. USA Today, man.
Yo, congratulations,
it's a trial run. So y'all check him out.
That is
great. Because of the fact that we want this to be permanent for the man that I've told you for a long time is going places.
Good for you, man. Keep hustling. That's good. Yeah, he started to hear just
he's
some
a
self-proclaimed
idiot. NBA just, expert now.
Just some dumbass in the hall that would get in my way. I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? And now he's writing for USA Today. Yeah. Good for you, man. Way to pull yourself out of that dumbass hole and become somebody. I'm proud of you, Kelly.
Well, he started by self-proclaiming his NBA expertise.
You did that in spite of who your mentor was. If you can see on the stream, I'm pointing at Joel.
And if you can see on the stream, I'm saying kiss my
ass. Yeah. You can say it. All right, so what's happening tonight then?
Hopefully another game too. I mean, I'm speaking from a fan perspective.
Hopefully another game too.
I mean, another win. Another win.
Oh, another win.
Or I could say another game too win technically because they won their last game too. But I just think it's going to be another. I said before they had the series official that the Jazz is a better team, but OKC probably matched up better against the Rockets. So that's why I still would rather face the Jazz. And I still believe that. I still think this is no more than five games. I think they'll win game two. I think they need to steal one on the road. And I'm okay with one bad game in Utah this entire series, and that's it. That's just me.
Okay.
Look, I'm with you. I've said all along, there's a lot of mirror images in this series when you compare Gobert to Capella and Paul and Donovan Mitchell and all these things. But the one thing that Utah doesn't have an answer for is James Harden. And with Rubio out, who isn't a great shooter per se by his career, but has shot the ball better, I think their backup point guard issue is going to rear its head as well. And Harden's just going to continue to be Harden because of the fact that I don't know who you're going to put on him to guard him to try and slow him down. I will say this, you're going to see a different Jazz team tonight because they've had some time to prepare, to do some game planning, to watch some film. And they are a talented team, but they're not nearly as talented as the Rockets. I agree with you on everything you said, Nick. I think it goes five again. I think the Rockets win tonight. I think the Jazz only chance of getting them are going to be in Salt Lake City.
How long is Rubio out for?
Up to 10 days with a hamstring issue.
Because I'm looking at the injury report and it doesn't list him.
Well, when he did it at the end of the Oklahoma City series, they said it was 10 days then.
Well, he's not listed. I'm looking at the NBA injuries, so they've got the Celtics and their laundry list.
Well, he was in a sweatshirt and a sport coat last game. And
yeah.
So unless they're just trying to do some gamesmanship things because he didn't full out pull it, that he just strained it.
But see, on the injury report, I believe there's no Jazz, saying. No Rockets listed. So are you sure he's out?
NBA expert from USA Today, Kelly Eco, is he out? Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure because I was looking at the injury report. If you're curious, Rockets favored by 11. They're minus 1,100 on the money line.
Now, I called that last time we did this when we said we weren't experts, and I called both. But I'm going to – I think it was the Philly game, the closeout game against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. I think Utah gets it under 11 tonight.
Do you?
I do. I feel like it's a closer game. I feel like the Rockets win.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think the Rockets win, too. I think that they just have to go on the road and get one. I think I said six. Rockets in six.
I know I said five, so you might have said
five again. Yeah.
Okay, I said Rockets in six. That five is probably more accurate. It wouldn't surprise me if they swept this team, but I think it'll be different when they get to Utah. It'll be the defense will be better for Utah. The altitude's a little bit different. The teams are going to have to adjust to. The a-holes in the crowd are different, but it should be fun. It's the only game tonight, too, right?
Church services are different. Yeah,
it's the only NBA game, and then you got the Astros. So I'll probably do what I did the last couple times. I'll watch the Astros record the Rockets, and then like watch
it
in the morning.
Glad they'll start at 8:30.
Yeah.
I was mad last night because I didn't record one or the other. And so I was like, oh, God, it's getting really good in the tie. Astros are 0-0. And I'm going to the overtime and back and forth in the Cavs game. And I'm going, I should have recorded.
Yep.
All right. Well, good we show, appreciate boys. It, boys. Another good one. Good way back Wednesday. The poll is up.
The polls out.
Yep. Yeah, the poll is up. You guys want to vote.
Am I winning?
Barry is going to absolutely stuff the ballot
vote.
Box.
I saw there was one vote. So either you or Joel had already voted for themselves.
That's not true.
Okay. It's not true, but keep making sure you take shots at us on the way out.
I will.
We appreciate that. The Blitz is next. Fred, Jung, AJ, those are to take you home till 7 o'clock. We will be back bright and early again tomorrow at 1 p.m. and take you through another show until 4 and every weekday. So please have yourself a great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right here on The Usual Suspects. Good night, everybody.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.